Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 24th of June and this is my audio boo. Just a quick dinner boo. It's just a quick thought really in response to Simon Toon regarding to-do apps. And I haven't totally thought this through, so if I'm completely off base, feel free to ignore. But the thought occurs to me that I don't think you're asking the right question. I say that because I don't think that any to-do app is going to work for you if you don't remember to look at it. It could flash blue and green, it could dance up and down on your desktop, it could come and make you tea and yell in your ear until you looked at it. But I think the fundamental problem might be not the tool, but how you use it, but there is another issue there. There is another habit needing to be formed or something to get you to use it. Or what is the block for not remembering? Because I'm assuming that you remember to check your calendar. I'm assuming that you remember to check your email, etc. And I'm not sure all of them necessarily have loud, blaring notifications to get your attention. It's just a habit you get into. You don't have to have a to-do list item to go and clean your teeth before you go to bed. It's a habit. Don't you go into work and think, right, what have I got to do today? Right, check my calendar, check my to-do list. I'm just kind of missing the point, maybe. But I think if you haven't got the habit to check your to-do list, then whether it's a paper list, whether it's the latest all singing or dancing to-do list, which connects to everything and everybody, it's not going to work for you. I think there's something deeper there that you may need to look at. And if you're not careful, you're going to spend a lot of time and attention and possibly money searching for the perfect solution without really asking the right question. Does that make sense? Anyway, perfectly happy to be told I'm completely off base. And I shall go and carry on making dinner. Bye all.